Hey everybody. Here we
Good
are.
evening. Here we are indeed.
Yep, as you'll see, you got a little switch screen that's going to be showing E3, the Bethesda conference down there. We were considering not streaming at all tonight because of the conferences. But
I feel like a majority of our audience might not even care about it,
well,
so.
I think that everyone cares to like a slight extent.
I've usually skipped Bethesda because they usually do it like at least for Eastern time, like it's super late at night. I don't know if I've ever watched Bethesda live.
Yeah, I think I've only watched it one time. But
And
I was
you
just.
like there's not a lot of like you've generally not played many of Bethesda's games.
No, not really. I mean.
I mean, I'm a pretty big Bethesda fan, but I don't think they're really gonna have a lot of anything for of interest. It depends on what this Fallout 76 turns out to really be. It's kind of unclear. I mean, what they showed at Microsoft's conference, I mean, boy, that sure looked an awful lot like Bethesda Fallout, but I don't know how it's really gonna play. But
Yeah, I really don't know.
yeah, I mean, I'm kind of doubtful that they're going to announce Elder Scrolls 6, but if they did, then that would be pretty amazing. I mean, I'm sure they're working on it, but I kind of doubt they're going to announce it. They announced Skyrim at like the was it the Game Awards show or whatever the heck?
Oh, did they? I mean, I
Yeah,
don't know. I have Skyrim. I
I
have like
remember
the
that.
Legendary Edition or whatever it is for the 360, but I've
I
never
mean,
played it.
oh, I mean,
What
it's
can I say? I mean,
not, every
I know
time
like how big they are and I know how much of a commitment it is.
they don't have to be a huge commitment, though. They really don't. I mean, they can be, but they don't have to be.
Yeah, I saw someone ask really a second ago, says, do we answer our emails and questions that viewers send them? I mean, we do our best. I mean, sometimes things sit for a long time, and then either, I mean, it just depends on like if I just really sit down and get to it. I mean, we try to. I mean, I think that's probably best to like message us on Twitter is probably the best way of getting a hold of us and asking us about something. Just sorry, I just wanted to. I saw that got slowly scrolling up, so. What were you saying?
I don't know. Elder Scrolls 6, it'd be great, but I'm not counting
Yeah.
on it. Of course, I mean, I probably the only id game that they're going to show is Rage 2, which I never played the first Rage. I always thought it looked interesting, but I don't think it was particularly well received. But I
Yeah, I
think
mean,
there
I
are
don't.
people who like it. But the new one looks like they're going in some like super crazy like pink neon art style.
I haven't even seen it. I mean, I love E3, but there's so much stuff that I just like lose, I guess, in the noise of it, and even in the like
Yeah, I
the
mean,
lead up to
that's
it. You know, I used to be like I used to really pay attention to every little thing, but a lot of times it's just like a lot of times things are so far off, and I don't want to. I've kind of gotten in this place where I don't pay super close attention to games before they come out, and I find myself like enjoying them that much more.
Oh yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean, for the most part, I kind of take games as they come out, but it's always fun to get a little bit caught up in the excitement of E3, I
Yeah,
think.
yeah. I mean, I watch the conferences every year.
I thought that From Software Ninja game looked awesome.
Yeah, like made me think of Tenchu a little bit.
Yeah, but I mean, and it, I mean, at first I thought that's probably what it was. I thought, oh, it's cool for From Software to revisit Tenchu, like after they, kind of really found themselves, I feel, with the Souls games. But
Right. Like I was thinking like there was a chance it might be like a new Otagi game, which is what they did, but I mean it wasn't Sega, so it was Activision. I realized, oh, probably not. So I guess like kind of on a side note, I guess the big news for those that don't follow us on Twitter
Oh, yes.
is we will no longer be attending too many games. Because,
sadly.
Yeah.
But
we're going to Japan to shoot a documentary for an upcoming game release.
Yeah. So that is kind of exciting.
And we're going in less than 2 weeks.
It's insane. Like, this is something that we have known is a possibility since, like, October.
Gosh, yeah, I knew. I think I, like, kind of pitched the idea.
We kind of pitched the idea in October.
Yes, yeah, yeah. And
now it's, then, like, I want to say it was, like, January. It's like, ooh, this is looking probable. And then April, it's like, this is definite, but we didn't know when we would be going. And all of a sudden, we finally found out our window of opportunity, and it's less than 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah. So it's a little crazy, and it's exciting. It's very, for me, it is not Shenmue. It is not Shenmue, and it's not Bloodstained. I saw someone tweet say, hey, is it Bloodstained? No. I think
it's not what you would expect. It's not a AAA game. I mean, it's
right.
Not, it's not what you would expect, but also when you see it, you will see why we were interested. It'll make sense.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty cool. Like, I'm excited. It's very much a dream project for me.
Yeah.
I think, it's, it has nothing to do with Phantasy Star. Just in case someone's like, oh, what would be a dream project for Corey?
But it's related to things Corey has gushed about before.
Yes.
I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I think that, you know, like, once the game that it is announced, then maybe we can say that we're doing it.
Yeah, but but yeah, I saw someone say, are you never going to too many games again? And of course, we certainly plan to go to too many games again. I mean, it's kind of been our main convention for the past couple of years, but we feel really bad that we can't go.
Yeah,
really,
I mean, it just happened to occur,
yeah,
during
just,
that time, and there's nothing we could do about it. You know,
when we found out when that window was, we're like, well,
yeah,
we gotta,
I mean,
take it.
At first we were kind of like, oh, well, we have too many games, so we got to figure out another day that the developer could do. But the days that it took like months to get these dates locked down.
Yeah,
that it could potentially just get pushed even further.
Yeah, and we just couldn't afford that, you know, because then that gives us less time to edit and make something good out of it.
Right,
you know?
And I think it's gonna be pretty cool. I think someone in our Discord was saying, like, oh, is it Monster Boy? It is not Monster Boy. Although, you know, that's like very much a dream project that we would have liked to be involved in and do something on it. But I mean, I think that we will be doing something on Monster Boy around the release. But it's not like a documentary or anything. I think it's going to be like a huge blowout episode,
mm-hmm,
on that game and the many other games in the series and spinoffs and remakes and ports and all this other stuff. I think that's going to be something pretty, pretty big that we've talked about for a long time.
Oh yeah, we've been.
I mean, I don't know if
my 3 years at this point,
if my dream scene is going to get to be in it. I have this, you know, when I first like thought like, oh, we should do a big Wonder Boy, since it's so complicated. I had this idea that, like, I wanted to do like a big chalkboard like montage going through everything, kind of like in School of Rock, when it's like all the games that are like related and like everything like splinters off. But we'll see if there's going to be a chance to do that.
Originally,
nobody take
that
idea.
Originally, you said if I can't do that, then I don't even want to do it.
I did say that, but I mean, you know, we might need to.
Times change.
Yeah, we, you know, you never know. It's not related to Nintendo.
No.
So I'm gonna go ahead and start the game. Before
you start, why don't you drop the link for whatever Bethesda stream it is you're watching, just so people can get to that if they want to, including myself, because I'm not sure which.
I think it's a Game Slice. Is the it's like Jeff Keighley's YouTube channel thing. It's like Game Slice is what he...
I didn't know that's what he was up to these days.
Yeah, I mean, I generally really like him. I think he's very, like, he's pleasant to listen to. I don't follow
a lot of journalists very closely.
Right, so. I mean, I don't follow him closely, but I mean, I think when it comes to, like, E3 coverage, I generally enjoy following him the most. I'd modified my controls.
It says official stream. Does he have the official stream?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, he's just, like, so experienced at covering E3 in video, you know?
Right.
Have you played any of Bloodstained yet? I played
a little bit of the first level, and then... I'm going to skip over the...
I might play it tomorrow during the backloggery stream. Maybe. We'll see.
Yeah, I played a little bit of the first level, and then I deleted my save for this stream. I mean, I don't know how difficult it is. If it's beatable in this stream. Probably, I'm guessing probably not.
I mean, I've heard it's hard, but it's always a hard thing to gauge because a lot of people aren't used to playing, you know, retro hard games. It's interesting that the stair mechanics, like, they don't feel stiff and slow like Castlevania. Like, you kind of just glide up the stairs.
Oh, wow,
but the
yeah.
first level yeah. design, like, very much follows the general broad strokes of Castlevania 1's first level. Although it becomes quite different. I mean, it's a different setting. It's a train station.
Yeah. I saw some people ask if we're, like, going to meet with Jimmy Hoppe, and that is the plan. I mean, he knows the days that we're going to be there, so hopefully we'll be doing some shopping with him.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping the last couple days of the trip, you know, we'll just be going to a lot of the famous game stores and places like, I want to check out Yodobashi Camera. Like, I want to see, like, what, you know, what they got for new stuff. Like, do they still sell, like, soundtracks in Japanese stores?
I don't know. Maybe you should bring your Goemon soundtrack and
see if I can sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to visit some book off and hard off. Is hard off like hardware?
Yes.
Okay. Like, do you find anything other than game systems there, or is it?
I don't know. There's a lot of stuff that I do not know about it.
Now, I know there's like a book off in New York City.
Yes, I have been there before.
And apparently, as far as I understand, that's where you're more likely to find better deals, maybe?
Maybe at a point, but I mean, not so much like the times that I went.
Mm-hmm. I mean, New York, but in Japan. I actually just ordered a pretty good deal. You know, the most recent 20% off everything that eBay did. I ordered like an $80 Doremi Fantasy. Because I was looking for, okay, what's an expensive game I want that I can use this 20% off on? Which, I mean, $80-ish was a pretty good deal on in the first place. But if I had known that, I would have waited to look for it in Japan. Ordered just a few days too soon.
But yeah.
Christopher says, I vote that you kill each companion and absorb their powers for this playthrough. Is that a choice? That's kind of dark.
How does that work? How do you do that?
I don't know. But that would make that non-canonical because the first party member you get, I believe, is Miriam, who, as far as I know, is the main character in the main Bloodstained game.
Yeah. As far as I know.
I do wish we weren't going to Japan when it was, you know, everyone says it's so hot. I mean, you know, I live in North Carolina. I'm hoping I'm going to get there and I'll be like, oh, this is not, I mean, not that, you know, not that I'm a fan of North Carolina heat either. I mean, at least I'm used to humidity. Not that, I mean, I hate humidity, but like dry heat, like the desert, I love the desert. Like dry heat is totally okay by me.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Same here. But there it's going to be like so humid, right?
That's what I understand. I mean, all I know, yeah, apparently someone in the chat says August is, sounds like what you ought to avoid. I mean, all I know is that the summer break is what, like July and August in Persona? So, you know, June can't be that bad.
Yeah, but it's going to be like the very end of June. It's just like magically on July 1st, it doesn't become really like that much worse. Whatever, you know what? Make us lose some, a couple pounds maybe. Sweat.
Maybe.
Like I'm okay with that. Oh, jeez. It's still going. Thought maybe the bosses do not have a. Whoa. The bosses don't have a life bar.
Yeah. Yeah, that last attack, that nearly killed me when I played the first level.
I mean, the look of this is very... So how do you store their energy or take their energy?
I don't know. I don't think you should do that. You should play it straight.
Yeah.
You should play good old Castlevania 3 style.
Yeah. How many levels is it?
I don't know. Are there branching paths like Castlevania 3? I mean, I get the impression it's pretty based on 3. So what was the deal with that that Life is Strange sort of sequel that was announced? Like they said, like you could download for free. Was it just like the first episode, or is it only one episode? Like what's the deal with that? They said it was free.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I can't tell you anything about it. Like, I haven't even played the entire first one, which I need to do. I mean, you really liked it, and the sequel was you said was pretty good too, or the prequel.
What are we talking about again?
Life is Strange.
Oh yeah, yeah. I haven't played the prequel yet. Which, oh, okay. Like that was a game that no one wanted, but then when it came out, people were like, "Oh, this is actually pretty good." Yeah, I thought the first one was really good. But I've not played the prequel yet. I have it.
Control on this is pretty tight. Feels good.
Yeah, it's like Castlevania, but it feels just a little easier.
Yeah.
Castlevania has a very particular. Are you playing, what mode are you playing on? There's like an easy mode that you don't have knockback on.
Yeah, I'm playing veteran mode, which has.
I don't understand what the skeletons are supposed to be pointing towards.
Well, the sign at the beginning said to follow their directions.
But clearly you don't have to.
I don't know, I guess we'll find out.
What did you think of Devil May Cry 5?
I think it's pretty awesome. I was very surprised. I have not finished 4. I have to preface this with that. But I was surprised that they like to see the heavy focus on Nero, like
Nero,
right,
yeah,
which is, you know, like, I guess
not a fan favorite.
Well, I think that people like him.
I don't know anything about him. Like, I don't know why he's the new character in 4. I've never played 4. I
mean, well, played it's like it's like a split. Oh, jeez.
I take that back. I've played a little bit of 4, but I don't have it.
Right. I mean, I was just surprised because I think that people were probably thrown off right away because they thought it, because he kind of looks a little bit like the
Ninja Theory Dante.
Yeah. Or what do they call him? Dante?
You know, I've been hearing a lot of people kind of sticking up for the Ninja Theory DMC.
It's not bad. I mean, the definitive edition on the PS4 like really made a big difference, I guess, in terms of,
yeah,
like,
I understand that's a good version to have. That's the version to have.
Yeah.
I always I'm not like much of a DMC fan, but I always thought it seemed pretty good. I played the demo and I liked it. I was never particularly attached to Dante as a character, so I wasn't like concerned about them ruining Dante. But at the same time, I do have to admit that this kind of reminds me of a part of Castlevania 3.
Right here.
Yeah, there's a part where you have to do a very similar thing in the water.
Whoa.
But I have to admit, like, after working on the PS2 episode, kind of revisiting DMC 1 and 3, like, especially 3, I think, like, I loved just sort of the whole way that 3 opens up. Like, it really kind of made me get Dante as a character more than I did before. the shot that I love from that is the kid, like, when he's putting on his jacket, like, the beginning of the second level, he like throws up his jacket.
Yeah.
There's like this, it's like this slow motion multi-angle thing of him putting on the jacket, and one of the shots is like goes down the coat sleeve. It's so stupid. I love it.
It is, but I mean, the third one is really, it's really good. It's really long. Oh, we got a...
I just don't remember those games that well.
We got a $1 donation from
thank you.
From Bubba Matt 812. Thank you.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of E3 streams going on right now. A lot of people are going to be doing like these live impressions, but I don't think anybody's going to be playing Bloodstained: Curse of the Moon during it.
I mean,
it's like kind of like
maybe. I mean,
double your entertainment.
I mean, you could pick something really obscure.
I almost played Batman: Return of the Joker.
Yeah, I can guarantee no one would be playing Batman: Return of the Joker.
Man, these frogs are crazy.
Oh, well, they look like they're basically Fleeman.
Yeah.
Like, just like with Fleeman, like if you don't get them as soon as they hit the ground.
Yeah.
Like, it's interesting. Like, you could, like, there's, like, enemy behavior, like, pretty much ripped directly from Castlevania.
It's not integer scaled, though.
Yeah, it's just, why does this happen? Like, it wouldn't be hard to make it happen. Hopefully, maybe next generation, once 4K is like the standard. Oh, I think,
right,
it might be starting.
Yeah, it looks like it. If anything big happens, I can put on the audio for it too. Whoa.
What do you have any audio going through to the stream?
For the
conference?
I don't. It would just
I think that's appropriate. If people really want to be watching it, they'll be watching their own feed on the side.
Right.
I'm sure they're starting with this Fallout 76, which I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm definitely curious, but I don't know. I just don't know what it's going to be.
It's a serious axe. What that thing I just picked up was. It makes a sound every time you go to a new screen. It almost sounds like I don't know if it's like a checkpoint or what. If that's what it's signifying. Jeez, how many attacks does this guy have?
Oh, what is it? I just looked over at it. Oh, it's like a...
It's like a turtle.
Turtle Senator.
What's he doing? I do like you can change back and forth in between them. What are you doing? You gotta come down. Ooh, did I kill him? No? Or is he just going to another phase? Okay, so...
Man, I started the beginning of Wolfenstein 2 to record some for the 4K episode. It's, like, really good. It's super good.
Oh, what did I get this time? I wonder if it has unlimited continues. It's got it. I mean, it has a save system and everything. Thoroughly humiliated. It's Alfred, an alchemist.
Yeah, I think this is the first time I've ever watched it live. Bethesda.
How many allies do you get? I mean, it looks like there's room for four up there.
Yes, yeah, that's what I thought.
Let's see what Alfred can do. His Buster Rod. And alchemy. I mean, it only looks like there's five levels. Which, I mean, you know, it's an extra to pregame.
I don't know. I bet there's another screen, because there's no way a boat is the last level, unless it, like, leads into the main game or something.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's entirely possible. It would be very Castlevania 4 of it. Oh, we can.
There was a dot on the map in Japan. I wonder what studio does it works with in Japan.
That's cool. It makes his attacks a lot stronger.
Is there audience on both sides of the stage? I'm trying to figure out this stage. Yeah, there is, I think. Unless it's a mirror. But I don't think it is. It's kind of weird.
Is it the Devolver Digital Commerce tonight, too?
I don't even know who they are. What are they?
They made, like, or released, what should I call it? Hotline Miami.
Oh, I mean,
they're always like really like a like the conferences that they do are really kind of bizarre, and pretty neat, I think, and funny. What?
He said, we're going to start off with a game that we announced a few weeks ago through our friends at Walmart Canada. Yeah, it's pretty funny, Sandy. It's pretty funny.
Well, you know, you got to have a sense of humor about it, I guess. Oh, look at that attack. Use that Buster Rod. Ooh, it freezes them. Makes platforms out of them, I assume.
Who's this guy? Am I supposed to be freaking out?
I don't know. What are people saying?
I don't know.
It's Andrew WK.
Some guy with long hair.
Yeah, it's Andrew WK.
Is he important?
He's a musician.
Ah, okay.
Is he just... I don't quite understand why he's playing here.
Oh, this is Rage 2.
Aha. I just picked up something. I don't know what it was, but I got a one up.
Oh, is this the guy with that one Twitter account? Because there was a picture on the screen of a familiar Twitter avatar.
He has a Twitter account, but most musicians have Twitter accounts.
People always retweet it, and he says, he like, every tweet is something about partying.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that guy.
Ugh. Certainly makes things a little bit easier, this attack. I mean, it's very clear that certain areas were made for certain characters.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that's cool. I like that. That gives you that incentive to switch.
Yeah. Oh. Whoops. I didn't realize I had a new attack there. Oh, good. I start right here. one-hit deaths. These things get ya. A simultaneous World Cup stream. I mean, theoretically, we could do, like, anything simultaneously this way. If it's
I don't think that would fit our theme very well, though.
Yeah.
I won't be watching it at the same time, so there wouldn't exactly be any commentary. Nothing positive anyway. Rockman soccer.
Ooh, you can get things to extend your life, your health bar.
One of these guys is either really short or one's really tall, or maybe it's both.
I think the one guy is probably really tall. He looks like somebody who'd be really tall. Whoa. Uh-oh. The gold boss. Hopefully that's hurting him.
Well, they've brought in the flesh mics for Bethesda here, I see. I'm surprised Avalanche is big enough to be making this and Just Cause 4 at the same time.
Uh-oh. Ah! Did I beat him? Yep, I did it.
This game seems to like having like moving platforms in the boss battles.
Yeah, but all the bosses do that like one final attack, like the straight out of like Rondo of Blood. Oh, there's two Avalanche Studios.
Oh.
It's Gebble. This is the same. What are his moves? Immortal metamorphosis. Oh, we can turn into a bat. So this is Rage 2 that's on here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's scrolling. So the bottom stuff is it, the map screen is scrolling.
Ah, okay.
I mean, I'm sure that it ends when you get to the castle that the Bloodstained proper takes place in. Music's pretty good on this level.
I wonder who did the music for... Who's doing the music for the main game?
I think the Symphony of the Night lady.
Michiru Yamane?
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty positive. Correct me if I'm wrong, of course.
I have no idea whether I should be interested in Rage 2. I always kind of did want to play the first. I mean, I think it was kind of a short game, so that sounds good. Did they ever make a version of that for current gen systems, or was it just 360, PS3, and PC, obviously?
I have no idea. I can't even tell you what it looks like.
I mean, I remember when it came out, it had
Wasn't it an id game?
It was an in-house id game. It was like, what, id Tech 4 or 5, I think? It like debuted. But
yeah, because
I think the first Wolfenstein used. I don't know if what they're using now is like an iteration on that. I need to check this with John. But if I remember when it came out, they made a real big deal about the dynamic resolution.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that was a new idea for Rage, but I remember that like being like the big innovation or the big thing people were talking about. I don't know for sure if it was the first, but it was, you know, that's like used in most AAA games now is dynamic resolution.
Right.
And I know that was, you know, it was a big deal for the first Wolfenstein reboot. The New Order, because it used that engine, and you know, it drops resolution to stick to 60 frames whenever possible, basically.
Right.
So, which has kind of been a staple of id Tech since then. I like I say, I'm not sure if they're officially on a new id Tech now, or if Doom was a new id Tech, or if it's still the same id Tech that Rage introduced. I just remember that looking at videos for the original Rage, like the character animation was like insanely good looking for the time. Like the NPCs, like when you talk to them in the town, they just looked incredibly detailed.
I'll have to look into it. I cannot even tell you what they look like.
No, there hasn't been anything shown for Red Dead Redemption 2 yet. I don't think, does 2K even go to E3?
I don't think so.
I mean, you would have thought they would have at least shown something for it at maybe Microsoft, but they kind of march to the beat of their own drummer. Like, they announce games when they want to, they release games when they want to, they share information with the press when they want to. I don't think 2K tends to, 2K and Rockstar tend to really follow the normal.
Yeah, what's interesting now is the first E3 that the only E3 that I've ever been to is the E3 that they showed GTA 3 for the first time.
Oh wow!
I mean, I played it like there. I couldn't believe it when I was playing it.
That was a kind of a landmark game for the whole open world concept.
It
was. I mean, there were games that did things similar. Like, didn't the PS2 Spider-Man game come out first and do something pretty similar?
No. That was because Spider-Man 2 came out when I lived in New York.
Am I thinking about a PS1 Spider-Man game?
That definitely was not
open world-ish.
Yeah.
But there was a sort of GTA-like Spider-Man game, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, Spider-Man 2, like, based on the movie.
Yeah, for some reason, I thought there was some Spider-Man game that did that before GTA, but I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-mm.
Body Harvest was the landmark open world game. I don't know if I would quite call that an open world game, but it was definitely, you can definitely see sort of the template for some GTA, later GTA stuff. Body Harvest is, it's, I love that game. I've never had a lot of interest in GTA.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do like body horror. I do, but I mean, I at least on the PS2 ones, I just got more into just like screwing around after a little while.
And see, that's what I feel like if I like stayed stuck with the story in GTA, maybe I would like it. But I feel like the series has always been about the thing that people got into was just screwing around and doing whatever and being like, ah, ha, 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 look at all this stuff I can do. And, you know, the whole sandbox concept has never really appealed to me. What is the Elder Scrolls Legends? Oh, some sort of card game that's already out? I was not aware that there was an Elder Scrolls card game.
I thought there was the Witcher card game.
Yeah. Which I think is considered maybe a big deal. Oh.
Is that going to be it?
Oh, maybe it's not on consoles. It's coming to consoles, it sounds like.
Oh, geez.
Oh, I guess it's a mobile game right now.
Oh, come on. That was a real Castlevania moment right there. Watch for it, if you can. Or you're not even watching me play anymore.
I'm watching. Oh, yeah, you got knocked way off. I've been tempted to try Elder Scrolls Online, but I just don't see, like, it's hard for times I have fitting in Final Fantasy 14.
Yeah.
I just don't see what the point in trying it would be.
Oh, wow, something that kind of far, I guess. The music on this level is pretty great.
So, do you think you're on the last level?
No. I don't think so. It was saying there's one more after this, at least. Oh, okay. There's 10 stages.
Apparently there are 10 stages. You know, every time I'm at the store and I see Elder Scrolls Online Morrowind, the box for it. Like, there's like this brief like moment where my heart skips. I'm like, wait, when did this happen? And I'm like, oh, it's an expansion for Elder Scrolls Online.
I don't really even know. Like, is Elder Scrolls Online like even popular?
I think it is with a certain group. I think it was criticized when it was released as a paid thing, but now it's free and free to play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's more popular now. Or I don't know if free to play is the word. I mean, you buy the game, but there's no subscription. Which I remember, you know, at the time that it came out, you know, people thought that subscription models were dead, and people didn't think Final Fantasy 14 could get away with it, but they've actually done quite well. I almost always play as an Argonian in Elder Scrolls, by the way. I love that they can... that you can swim as much as you want without having to worry about air. That's like the main thing.
Okay, so I'm supposed to get over here now. I'm not gonna lose this time. At least I'm gonna try not to. Ugh, of course I fall in there.
Oh, I thought you'd already beaten this boss.
No, there's two parts to him.
I mean, I think Elder Scrolls Online was one of the games they showed on the Xbox Game Pass at Microsoft today. I think it was one of the names on there for new games on there. Maybe I could try it that way, because I'm pretty sure I've got a free trial of Game Pass from when I got my Xbox One X. In fact, I should see what games are available, because I might be able to capture some... might give me access to a wider range of stuff to capture for the 4K episode.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. I mean, you already have a ton of stuff to capture from.
I've got a lot of stuff captured. I mean, I probably won't need any more. I'm trying to finish up a freelance project, so I kind of been stalled a bit, but I'm trying to just get a ton of stuff captured, and then I'm just going, just edit it in. Like, I got a... It's going to be intense, but I'm going to put everything I've got into...
Because you got to finish it before we go to Japan. Because it's going to be it's going to be so difficult to like get back into the mindset to do it when we get back.
I know. It is going to be rough, but I'm going to do everything I can. Maybe it's not going to be so bad, because I'm going to have a really great base of footage to work from.
Right. I mean, if it doesn't have, it's going to be... rough, because I mean, I'm gonna have portable EverDrives out hopefully on Friday is my goal.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I can. I mean, you
know, I'm gonna try and finish one other thing.
You know, I don't work as fast as you do, but I'm gonna do what I can.
Right. I mean, well, this is gonna be the time you have to work the fastest before I ever had to work.
I know. Well, I'm feeling good about it, because I've got the footage, you know, or I don't have all the footage, but it's got me feeling positive. Unless this is kind of doomy looking. Unless this is Oblivion. Yeah, this is Doom.
Oh, is that really?
I mean, it's something related to Doom.
What's it gonna be? I gotta see. Doom 2. Well, yeah, I mean, the sawed-off shotgun was a big part of Doom 2.
Oh, it's feeling like a 2. Oh, right now it's just between the Doom.
Doom Eternal.
Huh. What does this mean?
I don't know. I mean, what does Halo Infinite mean? That was my question. And what makes it different than Halo 6? Or that different than Doom?
Is this in-house id or what? I'm wondering.
Just saying, it's Microsoft exclusive or something. I just see somebody say it.
Well, they said they're going to show it more thoroughly at
Sony.
Here's something about Quake.
I still got to play the new Doom. I mean, I have it.
I know, me too. Well, I mean, I've tested it a bit. I used it for dialing in my 4K recording settings because I knew it would hold to 60 frames per second.
Oh, so it was, yeah.
It was a good game for testing because it moves so fast and is 60 frames per second. I want to play all of these Xbox One and PS4 games I'm capturing from right now. Oh, there's just so much to do. I kind of promised myself that that I'm going to, after finishing the 4K episode, before I like really get involved in another episode, I'm going to play through the new God of War. Because I wanted to include it in this new episode because I thought it would be a good, like, HDR game to show off and stuff. Not that the episode's in HDR, you know, so it's kind of pointless, but I really wanted, like, just some more HDR games in my arsenal. And so I spent, you know, $60 on it because it's still new. So since I spent $60 on it, I have to hold it to myself to play it soon.
Right.
Make it easier for you than ever for your friends to jump in and get good together. I don't think I'll be getting good. I always get Quake confused, and like Quake is for some reason a game that I always forget whether it belongs to id or to Epic.
Well, it's definitely id.
Yeah, but I don't know why I always like stop and think, which one of those FPS guys did Quake? There's FPS engine people.
Now, of course, there's gonna be a boss right here.
I still need to play Quake 64.
Get him.
I just cannot even begin to get into the mindset of wanting to play.
That was close.
A multiplayer game like this. Like, it was fun playing. Like, the time I was most into it was Perfect Dark, because you could play as a team with your friends against bots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I like PvP doesn't interest me terribly much at all. Like, for some reason, Nintendo's multiplayer games can still draw me in. Something about their approach to multiplayer works for me. But otherwise, I just don't have a lot of interest unless it's co-op.
Yeah, same here. I mean, there was a time where maybe I was more into it. But definitely not so much these days.
I hear something about Prey. Wasn't that John Lenneman's game of the year, or like really close to it?
Yeah, he really liked it. And I mean, I have it because I think I got that in Doom. Like, Newegg had a deal for that in Doom for like $20 or something like that.
I don't think Prey ever got an Xbox One X patch, so PS4 is probably the go-to console version. Although I think I heard that the pro patch was kind of bare bones. But if they're working on DLC, maybe they will do an Xbox One X patch.
I don't know. I feel like I'm making pretty good progress in this game.
What level are you on? 5 or 6?
I think I'm on 6 now.
Apparently, I read something not long ago that apparently people of the Prey team didn't really want to call this Prey, because it has nothing to do, or very little to do, with the original Prey.
Right, well, I mean, it's still called Prey, you know. It's like,
yeah,
I don't know. Like,
I know nothing about either Prey game.
Right. Is this what this is? Is this another one?
Yeah. Well, they're making DLC and new modes for Prey.
I thought it didn't sell well, though. I thought it was like kind of a.
I don't think it did either.
Ah, come on. I don't know how I got hit and went forward.
The I mean, like, watching this this trailer, like, I still don't really know what, like, the gameplay hooks on Prey are. I mean, it looks like there's a lot going on, but I don't know what is going on.
So apparently I am in the latter half of the game. Latter parts of this game. Good. I couldn't lure him in to do what I wanted him to, so I did something stupid instead. Oh, come on.
What character are you gravitating toward?
I mean, they all have their strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is the guy I was supposed to always be, or maybe not.
I mean, when I just played the first level and a half, it seemed like there weren't a lot of downsides to Miriam compared to the first character, because I mean, right. She's got longer range, she's got a better jump, maybe she takes more damage. I don't know.
Let's see if I can do this better this time. Caught by the tip of my toe is there.
Oh, Wolfenstein. It'd be pretty cool if they announced like a mini Wolfenstein 2 sequel, like the old blood.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
As long as they don't spoil what happens in Wolfenstein 2, because I've only played the first level and a half, and it's awesome.
I see someone mentioning the new Halloween movie.
Yeah, it looks interesting.
Yeah, I'm definitely pretty into the idea behind it. Oh. What?
So we're excited to bring Wolfenstein 2 to Nintendo Switch on June 29th so you can fight Nazis on the go.
I just gotta get that one up. Doing okay with my lives, too.
Well, I think they just spoiled... Well, I knew that. I knew that BJ's wife is pregnant at the beginning of Wolfenstein 2. Apparently, he has twin daughters, and they're making a co-op Wolfenstein featuring his twin daughters in the 1980s.
Oh, that's cool.
Wolfenstein Youngblood. That might be something we'll want to play together. But you still haven't even played the
New Order.
The New Order.
They're not very long though, are they?
No, I mean they aren't super. I mean, Old Blood is short but longer than I thought it would be. Like when I was getting ready to play Old Blood, I was like looking for a super short game. And so I was like kind of a little bummed out when it turned out to be longer than I expected. But it's still overall pretty short. I mean, I beat New Order over a weekend, but I was playing fairly hard.
You're playing it on fairly
hard. They've definitely got some pretty 80s music in this trailer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Coming 2019, Wolfenstein Youngblood.
All right, so I got some time.
Could be pretty cool. Yeah, you should. There's some of I'm not a big first person shooter guy, but there's some of the better first person shooters I've played in recent years, I think.
This has got to be the boss, doesn't it? I'm not. I gotta be close to the boss, at least. It's a Scissor Man. Those bosses are like Scissor Man.
Oh, like a Clock Tower? Oh, yeah. It is. Ugh. It's horrifying. Wolfenstein VR game.
I wanted to make sure I was still watching live. It doesn't surprise me that there would be a Wolfenstein VR game, especially after the Doom one.
Was that like an original, like, short game or something like that? I don't know much about that.
I have no idea, honestly.
I wasn't sure if it was just like a... I never looked into what that was.
Oh, it was a big bathtub. A geyser of blood. Oh, interesting. Okay. I gotta... Whoa. Oof. That's kind of cool. That's a unique boss.
All right. Getting ready to talk about what the heck this Fallout game is.
Oh, they made everyone wait for it?
Yep.
Oh, I probably want that. Let's see if we can do this with the two of them. Oh, did I get her? Whoa! Whew, that's close. Oh, I'm doing pretty good, all things considered.
Good, good.
Oh, look at this. Okay. So now I'm inside the castle. Oh, I didn't even realize it switched to a new map screen. Ooh, the Defiler of Taboos is the name of this level.
There's just one guy in the audience who, in a moment of silence, just went, Todd Howard! For no reason.
Ah. I was like, oh, this is going to be my real, this guy's going to be my key to success here. Wasted two prime opportunities during that part. Come on!
I don't understand what's going on in this trailer.
Okay, well, at least you're not paying attention to what I'm doing. There's some obscenely bad moves by myself.
I think they're trying to announce role-playing Skyrim with your Amazon Alexa. Okay, I don't understand what's going on here. I think they're trolling us.
I don't know how I was supposed to.
I'm pretty sure they're trolling us.
What?
I think that whole, I think there was nothing real from that.
What was it?
It was Skyrim Very Special Edition. They were just making a joke about Skyrim being available on like everything.
Very Special Edition.
Yeah. I don't think any of it was real.
Ice that can kill those guys. Oh, we'll do that. When it makes a sound when I go to a new screen, is that mean that there's a like a checkpoint?
Oh, maybe, I don't know.
I'm just going for it.
You don't need to play the same trailer that we saw at Microsoft today. We all saw it.
Yeah, I don't really understand why they do that kind of thing. Nothing more Castlevania-esque than conveyor belts. You know what I mean? everything all right?
I'm just seeing checking out how Sadie's chewing up her toys.
Oh.
Well, I had to amputate one of this monkey's arms, and it's looking like the other arm's gonna have to go pretty soon too. Yeah, I'm gonna have to take away that monkey, Sandy. You're gonna have to chew up something else for a little while, okay?
Just as I was hoping for more opportunities to do some bad platforming. Holy mackerel, come on. That wasn't that bad. I do like that there's like multiple paths here, and there's no way I can get to that. I wonder what I can do to break that.
Sandy. Absolutely not.
Come on, I was on it. I guess I have to go a different way now, too. All right, I guess I'm going the other way.
I don't know what it is about Imlig Stream. She always wants to get into stuff a little more during Imlig streams than backloggery streams.
Well,
so have they explained anything about what this is yet? Did I miss anything?
I don't know. I haven't been watching. Die because I have one more hit left. Let's see if I can do this. Get in there. I'm in rough shape for this boss. It's not a boss. I'm thinking this guy looks like Michael Bay. It's talking. Freaking fairies.
I mean, so far this is pretty much looking like a Fallout game.
This level is really long. This guy is definitely gonna kill me. Not.
So it's entirely online. Not surprised, I guess.
Well, that was kind of the controversial part of it, wasn't it?
Yeah. You can play solo. Okay.
I can actually, I got an extra life. I'm doing pretty good on lives. Oh. Ooh. Man. I can't, how long is this level? Jeez. Oh, man. That's probably something good over there, too, but I'm not going to do it. Come on! Oh! Man! And I'm all on the way back here. I was doing so good. I was doing so good with, like, no life left the whole time. And then I just did it too early there. See, that's the problem, though. See, Miriam jumps too high. And if you don't, you can jump over entire platforms then. Take the bat this time. See, I think that allowed me to skip some stuff.
I mean, this could be cool. I could be willing to give this a shot. I mean, it sure looks like Bethesda Fallout.
Against the boss now.
Why is there a sloth mutant in West Virginia?
Because why not?
I guess, why not?
I'm definitely gonna die here. Maybe not. Thank goodness. I thought I was done for. This game is great when it gives you like moments like that. Uh-oh, this one has a question mark in the middle. This looks like I might be in the last level. Can the chat answer if I'm on the last level? It's stage 8. So it's not. I don't know what's going on there. I guess that's not what I do. Let's try this again. Cannot even tell.
There's like a bat dragon here.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what the deal is with it.
Wait, are you talking about a bat dragon in your game or Fallout?
Yeah, it's definitely like a bat dragon. And this, too, at the exact same time you're saying that.
Well, there was a bat dragon.
I mean, that's what it looked like. I mean, not like it was a dragon of bats. Or I don't know what this is kind of silly. It's like all like about the like memorizing it. That's not something I enjoy very much. It's like it feels very trial and error. Oh, this is the last stage.
I don't understand how you could, like, ever hold anything in an online game like this, though. Like, how would you ever hold down a fortification over time? I mean, as long as there's a normal main story, you know, I'm up for playing this.
Did you play? You haven't even played Fallout 4 yet, though, have you?
Not properly, but since I've been recording footage for the 4K episode, I've played maybe an hour and a half. The good thing about gathering footage from the Elder Scrolls and Fallout games is like as soon as you get past like the opening area, like I could just go out and wander the world and get a variety of shots, you know, pretty quickly, you know?
Mm-hmm. Trying to get that stupid one up. Save my bat for that. I do wonder if I can go back up. I can. Everything's still occurring up there, though. Probably bad place for me to go. Can anyone in the chat tell me if like the last boss is stupidly difficult or if it's not too bad? Oh crap. What?
Todd Howard said, I read on the internet that our games have a few bugs.
Crap. Come. Jeez. Like, this is impossible to do this with the old guy. Like, he's just not going to be quick enough. I guess he's not quick enough to do it and get the stuff, too. The old guy needs the lightning to beat the last boss. The old guy needs lightning, she has... Well, this looks like the location of the last boss, unless this is like...
Fallout is coming out this November.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I'm surprised they're announcing another Fallout game before Elder Scrolls 6, but I feel like Elder Scrolls 6 has to be ready to announce in the next year or so, like shortly. I mean, Skyrim is getting old at this point. It's like 2011, I think. Man, they say Fallout 76 is coming to Switch. Oh, it's Fallout Shelter, that mobile game. Never mind.
If I just beat the last boss with the old guy, this can't be. That's like had to be like the not their true last boss. Yeah, exactly. Uh-oh. Here it is. Face off with the last boss with the old guy with 4 health points.
Oh, that's... you're on the last level. Oh, wow. Oh, it's like... That's pretty good.
Yes.
Good place for a final boss to take place.
Yeah.
Oh, that tower's awesome.
I know. There we go. Hopefully I get to continue here. Oh, I don't. I gotta fly across here.
Wait. What's this? What's the Elder Scrolls Blades?
I did it.
What is this? That doesn't sound like Elder Scrolls 6.
Okay, so is that the lightning I needed? I'm screwed. Like I can't get back. Thing,
probably.
I can't get back now, can I? Oh, right on the stairs. I guess he one-ups. Repeating one-ups? Okay, so do I use the, should I use the lightning on this boss too? Or should I save it? BBA 935 is giving me the inside tips.
Mm.
Okay. You can, because you'll get more magic.
Procedurally generated dungeons, yawn.
Okay, so am I supposed to be trying to, should I get more magic again? Whoops. Uh-oh.
Well, if they're bringing this to consoles, I could potentially be somewhat interested as long as there's a decent story mode.
and the lamps. Give me more magic. Ah, oh.
Pretty good lens flare they've got this conference here.
Oh, did I do it? Cleave the moon. I earned the trophy. Those left behind. So I can guess too. I don't want to read the ending for you.
No. He just said they're working on a brand new next gen single player game. New franchise, huh?
I did not expect to beat this tonight. Been a while since I beat a game on stream.
Wow, they're announcing a next gen game.
Yeah,
right now. It's kind of crazy.
Are they showing it?
Yeah, it looks like it. He says it's a new IP though, so it's not going to be Elder Scrolls 6.
That was a great game. I wonder what it unlocks.
Starfield.
I like the name.
I feel like they're not actually going to show us much of it. But they basically just told us they're working on a PS5 game.
Yeah. Or the Xbox One X1. Wouldn't it be funny if that's what they called it?
I would be miserable.
And then eventually they will have the Xbox One X1X.
360.
Yeah, Xbox One X2.
Yeah, and then you would have to say the original Xbox One X2 360. Oh, wait. Is this it? I didn't pay attention to what he was saying.
This looks like something new.
Is this Elder Scrolls 6?
This does not look
like... Oh, this is
Is it gonna be? Is it gonna be
Elder? It's got the Elder Scrolls music.
Yeah, there it is.
Holy crap! They actually did it. I did not think they were going to do this today.
Nightmare mode has been unlocked.
I didn't hear his lead into that.
His mic isn't big enough. That's why. Wouldn't it be funny if we wore like little headsets?
They didn't even say what the name of the game is. It's just Elder Scrolls 6.
Yeah.
Right now.
Wouldn't it be funny if we got little headsets like that to wear for our streams? Just the little flesh-colored microphones.
I hate the flesh mics.
Hour 21. That's not too long. With 13 lives left. Yeah, I did pretty good, I guess.
Well, I mean, what?
You lose a life if all four characters die.
But wait, would you have to start the whole game over again if you lost all your lives?
I don't know.
Or is that how many lives you used?
No, that's how many lives I had. I think that I only lost like four or five lives. Maybe five. Should we try what nightmare mode is like? Oh, there's one beyond nightmare. Interesting. Nightmare mode is a different thing. Is it? Oh, so you start out at the beginning of the game with the other characters except for the main character. That's how you can get in these. I could have flown the bat up there, I bet. Cool, so there's like multiple paths. I kind of want to start it over because I want to see. I want to exit out. I want to do that again. Because I want to fly up there.
Well, I guess it's over. I wish I caught his lead into Elder Scrolls 6. I didn't.
You can always rewind it, probably.
I just didn't catch what he said leading into it. I'm sure I'll find an article that says what the context was, but I'm sure it's probably going to be a next-gen game, or maybe it'll be a cross-gen thing. I don't know. I thought it was super interesting that they're like, oh, yeah, we're just working on that Starfield or whatever it was called. He's like, yeah, we're just working on a next-gen game, you know? Oh, so you're playing the first level with all the characters now.
Yes.
Well, seeing how quickly you finished that gives me hope that we could play this and be done in time for Sony on the backloggery stream tomorrow.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, it's an hour and 21 minutes for me.
Well, I feel like it took more time than that, but like real time.
Right. Not by a lot.
Is this a new mode? Like that big demon guy.
Well, the thing is there's a lot of there's multiple paths on the first level that you could never that I saw.
Oh.
But now you can access them with the new character's abilities.
Interesting. So wait, are there three characters or four?
There's four, but you're apparently supposed to be rescuing the main character. Because the main character died at the end. Spoiler.
Oh, okay.
Maybe think about the earlier trailers for E3, like for example, the game. Trailer for the game that features Goku, Luffy, and Naruto. I mean, I don't
really follow manga, so.
Yeah.
That doesn't do anything for me. I thought that ninja game from Software looked awesome.
Yeah.
What else was there? Microsoft.
What I thought looks awesome is that Tunic game with the wolf.
Yeah. I think that actually been shown before, but I forgot about it.
Ah, it looks great.
I hope that gets a physical release. I don't know if it's an Xbox exclusive or not.
Yeah, I don't know, but it looks awesome. That's like
definitely... You know, obviously Kingdom Hearts was shown for was shown at the Microsoft conference. I by all rights, the Xbox One X version of Kingdom Hearts 3 will surely be to at least some extent better than the PS4 Pro version of Kingdom Hearts 3.
But you can't play it on a non-Sony system.
I mean, I could play if Nintendo like got a version of it. Like, there's been a lot of Kingdom Hearts games on Nintendo systems.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't get it on Switch just because it would be a pretty serious downgrade. But, like, I think PS4 Pro and Xbox One X would be pretty... that would be a pretty minimal downgrade. I don't think I could live with myself playing Kingdom Hearts on an Xbox system. It just doesn't... that just does not feel right, you know?
But, I mean, for the most part, like, stuff like... like, a lot of, like, the military shooters that are shown is just, like...
yeah.
Not super interesting to me. I mean, I guess, like, I...
we have no idea like, what the like Halo a new game is. Like, what the heck is that? Is that Illusion?
What? No, I'm here.
Oh, okay. You just stopped talking. Abruptly. Let's see, what else is there earlier? I don't remember a whole lot jumping out at me at the EA conference other than, you know, some of the indie stuff might be interesting. Shadow of the Tomb Raider is probably going to be really good. I still haven't played Rise yet, though. I mean, I've played, like, a bit recording footage for this episode, but I need to... like, I am just so behind on current gen stuff. Like, it... like, working on this episode is, like, really making me, like, oh, I've just been, like, this gen has been passing me by, and, like, some of these, like, I'm trying them out, and I'm like, I really want to play this. Devil May Cry 5 looks pretty interesting. I really like the logo for Devil May Cry 5.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited for it. It makes me, like, I'm about halfway through the fourth one.
Mm-hmm.
Based on
seeing that Cuphead DLC kind of gives me hope that, oh, okay, like, they'll release this and then maybe like a definitive edition like they did with Ori.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's kind of my hope as well. Like, I think that that's going to happen. Yeah.
I did not like the. Like, the little glimpses of artwork that we got during that Battletoads teaser. The music was really good, but I didn't like the style of the artwork that showed, like, the speeder bike hitting the wall. So, I'll save my judgment from when I see the full thing, but I'm nervous about what the art style in that game.
Well, it looked like it was, like, a cartoony. It was very cartoony.
Yeah, but it looked, like, very, like... modern cartoony, which was not resonating with me.
Right.
We'll see. Todd Howard implied it'll be coming after single-player sci-fi RPG Starfield. So oh. Elder Scrolls 6 is coming after their new single-player IP.
Right.
So Elder Scrolls 6 is definitely a next-gen game. So Elder Scrolls completely skipped this generation aside from, the Skyrim ports. Which is probably just as well. They probably, man, I remember, like, I was so close to getting an Xbox 360, like, really early on. Mostly because I was kind of curious about what Rare was up to, and, but it was screenshots of Oblivion. But, like, something about the look of that game, just, like, from the first, like, I didn't know anything about Elder Scrolls. I'm not even sure if I had heard of Morrowind. Maybe I'd heard it in passing, but I didn't know anything about it. And then when I saw the first Oblivion screenshots, like, just blew my mind. Like, I was just instantly captivated. And I was reading about you know, the world and the character building. I was just totally sucked into it, and I was like, I really want to play this, but I don't think my computer is going to be up for it. And I was pretty close to getting an Xbox 360 early on, but
And you had no other experience with the series?
No. But I ended up getting a fairly powerful computer to kind of help me with my my senior year projects. And so I was able to play Oblivion on it quite well. And then, you know, when the Wii and the PS3 came out, like, I had this idea of, I'm going to try to go Nintendo only again. And, you know, that only lasted for a couple of years. And then I got my PS3, and then I didn't...
That's pretty impressive that you went for a couple of years, I gotta say.
I mean, well, let me think, maybe a year and a half. I mean, let me think. Wii came out in November 2006, and it was either June or July, whatever month the E3 of 2008 was. I remember I bought it that week, because that was when Nintendo did the Wii Music Conference, and it made me do a lot of self-reflection. And I'm thinking, how do I think I can live without the next Metal Gear, the next Final Fantasy, the next Resident Evil? Who am I kidding? Like, who am I kidding? Living a fantasy here. So I remember
I didn't realize the Wii Music Conference happened before the Metal Gear.
Oh no, Metal Gear had just been out.
Oh.
It'd been out like a month or two ago.
That's kind of crazy. I mean, I can't believe that you'd even think that, especially since it was like touted as like the end of the story. I just can't believe.
I don't know. I mean, I was. It
like,
was
oh,
stupid.
I don't really care how it ends. I've invested all this time into it. I don't really care.
I think I figured I would find a way to play it, but then like, how was I going to play it if I didn't just buy the system myself? Like, it was stupid. I think part of it was I was, you know, at that time I wasn't really sure whether I wanted a PS3 or a 360. But then when Metal Gear came out, it was kind of like, well, PS3 is doing a lot better than it was. And, you know, Xbox doesn't have Metal Gear Solid 4, but they will have Final Fantasy 13 and Resident Evil 5. So, you know, I guess I mostly base it on the fact that it seemed like PS3 was getting most of the same games, but PS3 also had Metal Gear Solid 4. But if it wasn't for Metal Gear Solid 4, I very well may have gotten an Xbox 360 instead. Metal Gear Solid 4 turns 10 tomorrow. Wow.
That's crazy.
Although, it's such a bad game, says Ryan Pliskin. I mean, I liked it.
That's surprising coming from someone with the name Ryan Pliskin.
I like 4. I don't... There's a lot of things I like about it, but I don't know if I overall love it. There are a lot of things I like.
I'd like
about
to replay
it
one day. I mean, I only played it the one time, and you know, like the end of the story, it has a pretty decent impact if you've been following for a while.
Yeah.
You know, like the whole crawling through like the microwaves. It's pretty intense.
Yeah. I mean, Metal Gear Solid 5, I'm pretty sure I kind of don't like.
Well, story-wise, I think it's great.
Yeah. I mean, the gameplay is good, but it's just like, I feel like the gameplay isn't supported by the story and the variety of missions and stuff, you know? Like, a game seriously needed to be like a quarter of the length.
Right.
It's so freaking long, and it doesn't have, like, much of a resolution. It just... Very disappointing game overall. I mean, but three will always be my favorite.
Yeah, it's I go back and forth between 3 and 1. I mean, 3 I think is definitely the better game, but 1 just like playing it at the time was like such a revelation, I guess, that it seemed.
I definitely would say 3 had the most impact on me, like from my first time playing it. I mean, I wasn't playing 1 like when it was brand new. Like I played, you know, like a year or two later, or maybe 2 or 3 years later. I mean, I'd seen it, but I didn't really play it for myself for a few years. But I mean, for me, 3 had the biggest impact when I played it new for sure.
Well, I mean, yeah, I can understand that. I mean, 3 is definitely overall the best game, I think. It's just
and it works very well as a standalone story too, but it also has very significant implications for the whole series.
Right. I mean, I remember kind of being bummed out that, like, oh, you're going to play as Big Boss, like, hearing about it at first, you know, especially since, you know, MGS2 was such a big letdown for me because of not playing as Snake for the whole game. I'm like, wait, they're not going to let you play as Snake again? And, but I mean, it worked out pretty good because, you know, Big Boss is
better than Solid
Snake. Yes. Yeah, yeah. And it's basically the same character in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I wish we could have gotten a true ending. Like, I mean,
I feel like I would have felt like we had reached the ending if Metal Gear Solid 5 never happened. Ultimately, I feel like Metal Gear Solid 5, for as long as it is, introduced nothing of importance to the saga. Like, there are implications, but they don't really matter.
Right. You know, honestly, though, like, I would have been totally fine with 5 if it ended with Metal Gear starting. I think that would have been awesome for them just, like, end it, you know, like, with him taking over,
that,
like...
I mean, I'd sort of had that vision, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I was hoping for going in. And I think that if that had happened, you know, like, bring everything full circle and, like, tying up everything, I think that would have been amazing. That would have been the...
I mean, this was the chance to really end the story.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, and it would have been awesome to end the story with the beginning of the first.
Right.
And yes. You could see, you know, like, it would Yeah. And, you know, what kind of, you know, I don't know how we'd do it, but it would have been the best way to do it. But now we're always going to be wondering, like, wishing it could have happened.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, part of me is almost, like, part of me is almost glad that Metal Gear Solid 5 doesn't mean much in the overall canon, because I think I would forever be bothered by the not David Hayter Snake. And I feel like the fact that Metal Gear Solid 5 left me so unfulfilled in the end somehow reconciles with the fact that I couldn't stand it. Didn't feel like Solid Snake to me. Does it make sense that that there was this perpetual unease that I'm not listening to David Hayter, and it somehow made that better, made me feel better about that when the game was over, and I'm like, you know what, I don't think I cared about this game.
Well, I mean,
if I cared about the game, but there was still this one nagging thing. Like, I don't want to say I don't think of Metal Gear Solid 5 as canon, but it's just I don't think about the game much at all. Like, it's just like, its place in the overarching saga means nothing. It just means nothing.
You know, it's amazing how big of a difference it would have made if they just had David Hayter voice the real Big Boss at the very, very end in the epilogue. Like, that would have made it, like, all the more Like, it would have made me, like, totally fine with everything.
Yes. Yes. I agree. And, or if David Hayter was in Ground Zeroes.
Right.
Like, that would make all the difference.
Yes, it would.
Oh, make a huge difference. Like, I'm not normally picky about voice actors and stuff, but for crying out loud, that dude was not Snake.
And
he wasn't Big Boss. Like,
yeah,
it just wasn't.
And it would have been such a great way to connect it, though. Like, it would have made sense for, you know, a different voice actor acting, and it would, like, make all the complaints about the Switch, like, not even a thing.
Yeah.
Man, the audio in this game is really loud.
Yeah.
I'm just playing Out of This World, or Another World, rather. Have you ever played this game?
Very briefly, but you know, the bit of flashback I played kind of makes me less interested now.
Really? This is a great game.
Yeah. They're not from the same studio, or is it just similar game?
They're from the same studio, not same director.
Okay. Yeah, I had always been interested in these games, but when I played Flashback, I was just like, man, I'm just not feeling it. I just wasn't.
This one's a little bit more simple than Flashback. It's a very it's a pretty short game. They make you do it twice, at three times. Come on. Let's see, what else can I play? I'm just skipping around for a minute while we have a little time. Play a little Jamestown. I grew up in a town called Jamestown. I wish that this game would get a physical release. I guess I played through most of the game at this point. If you've never played Jamestown, I guess it's not really something that would interest you that much. It's a bit of a bullet hell.
Yeah, probably not.
It's cool. It's kind of got a cool, like, Revolutionary War kind of feel to it, though. With the robots and stuff. It's a pretty good game. So what time is the Square Enix thing at?
I believe it's 1 Eastern, if I'm not mistaken.
I wonder what they could possibly have. It says more Kingdom Hearts thing. I don't really understand what the deal was with that trailer, like, not having any sound effects in it they showed today. You notice
what,
that?
Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. They're just voices.
Yeah, probably because they probably just wanted to showcase the song, I guess.
Yeah. But, like, I mean, I always thought I heard that it was supposed to be the last one. I guess the big finale.
It ends the storyline that started with the original.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, it's probably about time.
It's very much about time. So it's probably not necessarily the last Kingdom Hearts game, but it's probably the last one that Nomura needs to like be completely hands on with,
right?
Because of that, you know.
So I guess it's safe to say that there will be no streams when we're in Japan. Although we go on a Thursday,
I mean, that would be cool if we could. Except, let me think. What time is it in Japan right now? They're 13 hours ahead, so it's like 12:30 there. It's 12:30 in the afternoon there now. So we'd have to start streaming at like.
How many Sundays are we there?
10 a.m.
Are we there for two Sundays?
No, I think we're just there one Sunday. Let me check. Yeah, we're going to be there Sunday the 24th. But we will be back home, possibly tired and jet-lagged on the first.
I've never been jet-lagged before. This is my first time like ever getting going
off the continent.
Off the continent. Yes. So I'm obviously like a little nervous about it, you know. I've never I've been to Mexico and Canada, but never.
Oh, you've been to Mexico?
Yeah, I went there on my honeymoon.
Oh, where?
Cancun.
I mean, I guess that is the place people go for honeymoons.
Yeah.
I've never been to Mexico, but I've been to Big Bend National Park in Texas, which is like kind of a more rural, maybe rural's not the word. A lot of the border is rural, but it's, you know, it's a national park. It's very, very rugged, and there's like a thin part of the river, and there's like this huge tall cliffside, and that's like Mexico. Like on the other side of river, just the sheer cliff, and I was close enough to Mexico that I could pick up a rock on one side and throw it on the other. So I took an object and put it in Mexico, but I have not myself been in Mexico. But I've been to Canada many times. But I have been to Europe once. I've been to Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and Liechtenstein. one time, I want to say it was 2000 or 2001. It might have been 2001. It was one of those years.
So it's been a little while for you too.
Oh yeah, I mean, I haven't.
We're flying to Chicago and flying the rest of the way from there, right? I mean, my passport expires in August, like end of August. So we were kind of panicked for a second, but I guess Japan is not bad with close to expiring.
Actually, the place BBA, the place we'll be staying. I've done a lot of research on this over the weekend. You know, in terms of where we'll be staying and what train lines we need to be near. I mean, Narita has a line that goes out of it, so I figure we'll just, you know, take the train and get the connect. Isn't there some deal? I haven't done a lot of research on this recently, but isn't there some deal that foreign visitors can get where you know, just get like a week pass or so to take any train anywhere basically for a flat rate? That's apparently a really good deal. And I think people say the way to go to take care of your phone internet situation is to get a mobile hotspot.
Yeah, we got to look into that. look into that.
Yeah, I read somewhere that you should just like you need to order it at least several days ahead of time, and you can just like give them your hotel and they'll be there ready for you when you get to your hotel.
Oh, really? So it's not, we're not, oh, so it's like a device you carry.
You have to apply ahead of time. Yeah, I mean, I think as far as I understand, it basically takes the cell towers and turns it into Wi-Fi. As far as I understand.
Well, how does that affect like the phones, our phones that we have?
Well, we can use Wi-Fi.
Right, so you got to use like Skype and everything, like, or well, I guess you can use FaceTime.
Yeah,
like
we wouldn't be able to use telephone, regular.
Right, and that's fine. I'd FaceTime.
But we could make use of our phones, you know.
Right.
You know, we could get by without technically phone functions.
Right.
BBA saying you have to apply ahead of time and receive the documents in the U.S. then process in Japan. I assume you're talking about the train pass. If that's what you're talking about, the train pass, I'll look into that.
That's cool. I'm glad you're kind of like handling most of this, because I feel like I have like a lot of other things too.
I assumed I could, we could just do that there, but it'll be good to have that arranged ahead of time. I mean, I envision us basically taking the train everywhere and then, you know, walking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we're actually going to kind of be on the north side of Tokyo for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to stay as close to the place that we're shooting at. And then we'll, like, I don't want to, like, have to make a huge commute.
Almost suburban, it looks to me like.
Yeah.
It's only worth it if you're going to ride the Shinkansen at least once. I mean, I've been a little confused. I've been unsure if Shinkansen is just like the generic term for the whole train system, or is that a particular thing? Is that a particular train line? No, Shinkansen is the bullet train. I just assumed everything was the bullet train. It's just like the local, I know one of the lines that we'll have to be using a lot will be the Joban line. Okay, so Shinkansen is mainly for going between cities. I mean, we're pretty much only going to be in the Tokyo area.
Oh, it looks. I wonder if we're going to get if Pro Jared is going to claim our video, our live stream now, because he's down there in the corner. he's technically. He's doing a guest appearance on our live stream.
I mean, I guess technically we don't need that window anymore if you wanted to change it.
That's true. I'm just playing a little tempo and I'm gonna wrap it up anyways.
The JR Rail Pass, it gives you access to most trains, but you still have to pay for some local ones and Metro. So the JR Rail Pass would not help at all if all we're doing is trying to get around Tokyo. I mean, I wish we had time to go to Kyoto or Osaka or whatever, but not this time.
He's Jason Combs on Twitter. I think that he tweeted to us about being there too. So remember that he's at Jason Combs. You want to? So then you can like message him. BBA935. He's on Twitter as at Jason Combs.
I
he's
just
in the. Well, it's like hidden right now. It's there, but it's like it's flagged because it's like a link like that. That's just what Twitter does.
So if all we need to do is local train travel, should we just wait until we get there? Is there no special deal for tourists for local Tokyo travel?
know.
Okay, so there's no special. See, okay, well, I mean, that's good. That's good to know. I thought we would be able to get a special foreigner train pass, but do we get some sort of train pass that I would get a pass and put on your money for the train on that? It's easier than dealing with tickets. But how will we know how much money we're going to need to spend, or how much money we're going to need to add to it?
That's part of the fun, is you don't. It makes it more challenging. All right. I think that's going to do it. I played a little Tembo. Beat Bloodstain. Played a little Out of This World.
Oh, the money is refundable at the end of the trip. Well, that's nice.
Nice.
Can we buy that pass at the airport? I mean, I assume you would have to be able to if there's a train line from the airport.
And if you mess up, some nice Japanese guy will apologize and help you. Lot of people speak any, like, a little bit of English?
It's required in school, learning English, I think. But, I'm under the impression that good English is not really a common skill. In Tokyo, anyone under 40 will speak decent English at least.
Hey, I think Pro Jared's microphone's off. I don't know. I think that's funny. It's like he's like on talking to us. Hey, you gotta turn on your microphone, or turn it up at least. He's like really telling us all about E3, and we're like, well, we can't. He's telling us all this cool stuff he got to play, and we can't hear you.
I don't think he got to play.
His mic died.
His normal set. That's good to know that we'd just get a train pass, put money on it. I assume that the nice people that help you at the train ticket place will speak English just fine.
Yeah.
What's the best way to first of all, I mean, in Tokyo, like, you know, I've heard that the Japan is largely kind of cash based, but I hear that it's pretty okay to use a credit card in Tokyo. But do you think we should exchange dollars for yen, like actually get some a good chunk of physical yen? And if so, what's the best way to do that? I read somewhere just get it at ATMs.
We should see if someone will meet us at the airport. That might be really good. If our contact guy will meet us at the airport.
Yeah, we're waiting to hear back from our contact. Hopefully he might. I've been hoping maybe he could meet us there.
Yeah, that would be ideal, because we can always use an extra person to help carry our stuff too.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot of stuff. It's best to use an ATM card. So just okay. like
so we can just so use just, credit card or whatever my, the whole time.
No, I mean they're saying you should get cash, but you just get yen at a 7-Eleven with your bank card.
Okay.
ATMs will limit you to $300 a day. Well, that's probably for the best. But is it not a bad fee to get from an ATM instead of going to like a normal exchange or whatever you would call it?
You know who should contact? See if they're close by to where we're going to be. Is our friends at Solaris Japan?
Oh, I don't know where they're located.
Yeah, I should send them an email. I don't really know them.
Let's find out where Mycomsoft is and just knock on the door and see what happens.
Well, maybe we could ask.
We're probably going to walk in. He's going to be like, Pokey and Prodi and OSSC to, you know, figure it out.
I think I'll send them an email. Like, I don't really talk to them or, like, know them, but I think it'd be, I mean, obviously, like, they knew who we are, so I think we should, well, maybe they'll be close to where we're going to be.
Wouldn't it be amazing if we went to a store that had, like, a shelf with Framemeisters on it? Like, would anyone be into it? Like, if we just, like, shot random stuff on our phone and, like, made that into an actual episode and just be like, us hanging out in Japan?
Well,
like, that would definitely be...
Does not look like Frogera thinks that it's a very good idea. All right, is that going to do it? Maybe we'll do the weekday streams that I kind of promised last week, and then I ended up being too busy to be able to do it.
I won't be able to participate because I'm going to have to be firing on all cylinders if I'm going to get this episode done before Japan.
Yeah, exactly, and that's good. I'll be going crazy too, so we'll see. See what we can do, what we can work out. Anyways,
everybody,
and we'll see you next week.
Later.
Good night, Jared.